Charleston Shakers are on the air. And from out of the West, the Star Mix, America's favorite cowboy, and his wonder horse, Tony.
Start the morning with hot roast, and Andy Shirley will agree that the form of fill at breakfast gives the cowboy energy. It's delicious and nutritious, made of golden western wheat. Take a sip from Tonko and tell your mom hot roast and take me be.
Tonight, the makers of Ralston, the Shakeshooter cereal, bring you Tom Mix, United States Marshal, in The Mystery of the Magic Mesa. Marshal Tom Mix, his deputy Mike Shaw, and their good friend Wash, man of all work at Tom's ranch in the DM bar, have been attending a meeting of the Cattlemen's Association. The meeting has just ended, and Tom and our friends stand talking outside the Grange Hall when...
Powerful good speech you made, Tom. Them ideas you got about winter feeding cattle are darn good and darn good.
I'm glad you approve of them, Dan.
Yes. I beg your pardon, Dinch. Beg your pardon. But I'd like to have a word with the marshal myself.
Oh, howdy.
I reckon you don't know me too well, Marshal. O'Rourke's my name. Ringo O'Rourke. I just took over the old Circle 9 a few weeks back. Now, them ideas you got on winter feeding, they sounded mighty practical to me. I just wanted to thank you for them.
Not at all, Ringo. How do you find Dobie?
Dobie suits me right down to the ground. Fine land, fine folks, and I allow the best marshal in the country.
Well, now there's a compliment for you, Tom.
Just saying what's true, that's all. I just heard today that you got a line on them smugglers, Marshal. Them hombres that have been running contraband across the Mexican border.
Help me!
Hey, what are you talking about? Hey, Tom, coming towards us down the street. There's something along like he's going
to
fall.
Look, it's an old man with long white hair down to his shoulders and a squiggly white beard.
Well, that's Hardwinter. Hannibal, the prospector. Hey, Hardwinter, what is it, man? What's happened to you?
Marshal, thank the good Lord you're here.
Steady, partner, steady. He's scratched and bloody. His clothes are starting to shred. What's happened to you?
I've been running for most an hour. I don't know how I done it, but I didn't dare stop. He's come back, Marshal. He's up there on the mesa.
Who's up there on the mesa?
Wild Bill Crockett.
Adoration, Hardwinter. You ain't been showing blue local, have you? Wild Bill Crockett, the bad man, he's been dead for... Well, Chuck, it must be 10 years or more.
But I've seen his ghost.
Thank you. Woe is me.
Now, stop it. No such thing as ghosts. You ought to know that.
Yeah, I know that, but does the ghost know it?
Now, look here, Hardwinter. Get straight of this. Just what happened?
Well, Marshal, I'm talking gospel. I've got my camp pitched up on the mesa, and I'm sitting by my campfire when I hear him off among the rocks somewhere. Hooray for me, he yells, just like he used to. I'm a Salt River roarer, he shouts, and he's coming closer all the time. I can lick 10 men with one hand, and I can make mincemeat out of you.
That's who, me? Poor little old backside me?
No, Wash, no, he meant me.
Well, good for you.
Because by that time he's standing in the firelight, all 7 feet of him, and as broad as he's tall, with that big white hat of his stuck back on his head. Me, I lit out of the Prado, and I've been running ever since. Marshal, I met up with Wild Bill Crockett many a time in my day, and I'm telling you, that was Wild Bill. Him or his ghost.
I figured on doing some hunting up on the mesa this week. The deer and goat is plentiful up there. But I reckon I'll be heading somewhere else to do me shooting.
Tom, what do you aim to do about this?
Oh, not much of anything, I don't think, Mike. Frankly, I allow the Hardwinter here fell asleep and had a dream. And in that dream...
Look!
What's that? Oh, it's up, Mr. Tom. Look down out there on the skyline where the mesa is.
Tom, there's lights up there on the mesa. Green lights, yellow lights, bobbing around the top of the mesa.
Now do you believe me, Marshal? Now do you believe I seen Wild Bill or his ghost?
I reckon you saw something, Hardwinter. It certainly wasn't a ghost.
Then what was it?
That's something I aim to find out. Let's get our horses, Mike. We're riding for the Mesa Prado.
What did Hardwinter Hannibal see atop the mesa? What odd and peculiar mystery is beginning for Tom and our friends? Yes, and for us, too. Well, we'll know in just a moment. First, though, listen. You shiver and shake these winter mornings when you have to get out of your nice, warm bed and paddle across that cool floor in that cool room and then jump into your cool clothes. Why? It makes me cold just to think about it.
Yeah, me too.
Well, sir, there's one quick, sure cure for those early morning shivers and shakes, and that's a steaming bowl of good old instant Ralston wheat cereal.
Miss Gordon, you said it that time. Instant Ralston warm you up from head to toe just as quick as a wonk. I mean, a wink. Yes. Well, just the thought of that golden brown, mouthwatering, tasty, strambunctious, delicious, hypoglottis ale, a steaming in the dish all nice and hot, I think just the thought of it makes me perspire with pleasure.
Why, Instant Ralph not only warms you up from head to toe, but it actually helps to protect you from inside against cold or damp raw winter weather.
Yes.
So no matter where you live, up in the snow belt or down in the deep south where some winter mornings can get damp and chilly, remember, your best bet for a wintertime breakfast is...
good old lovable super cataclysmical Instant Ralston, the most mouthwatering name in the English language.
Remember to ask Mother to get you a red and white checkerboard package of...
Instant Ralston. Instant Ralston. That's all you gotta say, and you're gonna get the best taste in breakfast your taster ever tasted.
And now it's several hours later. Near the top of the mesa, in a cave hollowed out of the rock by centuries of wind and rain, two men sit over a small campfire. One of them, a man of average height, seems small, dwarfed by the tremendous size of the man who sits near him. The smaller man is saying,
"Want some more jerky, Crockett? Some more beans, maybe?"
"Beans? Jerky? I'm sick of beans and jerky. Beef! That's what Jack Crockett wants."
"Another month or so, Crockett, and you'll be eating steak for breakfast, dinner, and supper."
"Another month? I'll never stand it, I tell you. I need meat. Good red meat. I deserve meat."
"Crockett, you not only look like your brother, but when you talk that way, you sound like him."
"My brother, Wild Bill Crockett, he was a chicken-livered coward compared to me. Compared to me, Wild Bill was so small he could sleep in his hat. Me, I'm tough. Tougher than my dead brother ever
sure,
was."
"Sure, Crockett, sure. But it sounds like somebody's coming."
"Let him come. I'll break him in two. I'll tear up the earth
quiet,
with him all."
"Quiet, fool, quiet. The finger is ring. Corral your tongue till I'm sure. Now, let me give the signal." "It's Ringo, right enough. Here he comes. Ringo?"
Yes, way back. Ringo O'Rourke in person. I got here as fast as I could. We got work to do."
"Work? Can a man work on an empty stomach? Where's the steak you said you was going
to
bring?"
There wasn't time, Crockett. I had to get here in a hurry. Now, you listen to me. Marshal Tom Mix and his deputy are on their way up onto the mesa right now."
"What?
You heard me, Swayback. They're on their way."
"I told you that idea of yours was no good. Scare the daylight down that old fool of a prospector. We send up them green and yellow rockets, and what happens? We bring a marshal down on us."
"Well, my idea worked as far as it went. With the hunting season just starting in, I was afraid a lot of them ranchers and dobe might come poking up around here, hunting deer and goat. And I figured if we scared the prospector, he'd spread the word and keep them all away. Yeah, but I didn't count on Mix. Mix don't scare easy. In fact, he don't scare at all."
"So what do we do now?"
"Leave him to me. I'll bust him in two. I'm hankering for a fight. And if I don't get one, you'll have to salt me down to keep me from spoiling."
"Well, shut up, blasted Crockett. I repent the day we ever met up with you."
"And I warned you at the time, Ringo. Don't say I didn't. But you had an idea. Always you got an idea."
"Well, it's still a good idea. Crockett's brother, Wild Bill, was sent to Boot Hill on this mesa. And Jack here looks enough like Wild Bill to keep the ranchers away from here for the next 3 or 4 weeks. And that's all the time we need to smuggle in the rest of the contraband. After that, we'll be rich, Swayback. Rich. But right now, we've got to take care of Mix and his deputy."
"Okay, so I ask you again. What do we do?"
"We let him down. That's what we do. And we do it tonight. We're dry gulching Mix and Shaw. It's the only way to get him and get him for sure. Now get your rifle, Swayback, and come on."
Meanwhile, Tom, Mike, and Wash are making their way up a steep path that leads to the top of the mesa.
"Better let the horses pick their way from here on."
Yeah.
"Well, it don't make no difference with old Slowpool. He always go where he want to go anyway." "Oh, isn't he? I feel so spine tingling, Miss Tom. I know you say there ain't no such thing as ghosts."
"Oh, thunderation, Wash. Nobody asked you to come up on the mesa."
"No, that's true, Mr. Mike, but I wouldn't be Fedlock Holmes the great detective if I failed to done my duty on account of being scared. Well, so scared or not scared, I goes on following the quarry, searching out the criminal, and searching out the creatures out the rootin'. Where was that?"
Oh, that's just a couple of owls, Tom, but wait a minute. Owls don't usually hang around the mesa."
"Yeah, you're right, Mike. Those aren't owls. Signals. We'll leave the horses here. I'll reach him up there. We'll have to head that way over the rocks, and the horses can't make it.
Woe is me. Goodbye, Slowpoke, baby. I'll see you later, honey bun.
You all set, Tom? Let's go.
Yes, and keep your sixpence handy.
Don't fret none about that.
Mike, wouldn't surprise me if that gang of smugglers we've been trying to track down are behind all this.
You don't know me neither.
You know, there are a number of caves up here on the mesa. Perfect hiding places for anybody who had something to hide. What's more, the mesa's close to the border. Now, suppose, and I'm just supposing, Mike, suppose the smugglers are hiding out here. Suppose they've been hiding here for weeks. Then something happens to destroy the safety of their hiding place. Something like, well, the hunting season just opened.
Yeah, I get you, Tom.
Now, all this is just... Hey, down, behind the truck.
Oh, it's me. Damn ghost is using rifles.
There was nothing ghostly about that bullet, Sergeant. I felt the breeze as it went by. If I jangle, Tom, I would say that your hunch was direct. Them coyotes up there ain't friendly at all.
No, they're up behind that boulder. I saw the flash of that second rifle.
Tom, that shot there came from over yonder. Looks to me like they've got us pinned down in a crossfire.
They had us pinned down, you mean? That's one gone.
Yeah, nice shooting, Tom. What about that snake?
I'm going to have to blast him out. Keep me covered, Mike.
Oh, hold on, Tom, hold on. If you blast him that rock, you'll be out in the open. Clear out in the open.
That can't be helped. I have a good chance of making it if I run zigzag. Keep me covered, partner. Here I go.
Become a detective. Why, I ask myself. Only I don't answer. There are mosquitoes around
here.
Buzzing and whining all around.
They made mosquitoes part of them bullets.
Oh, I thought they were.
Drop that rifle over here.
Tom, it's all right, Mike. I shot the rifle out of his hand. Come on up and get the surprise of your life.
Hey, come on, Wash, come on.
Yeah, I sure will. Now that we done captivated these hombres. Oh, man, what a fight we put up.
Yeah. I never seen nobody fight like you did.
Let's home. Have a look for yourself, Mike.
What's in that? O'Rourke. Ringo O'Rourke. The new owner of the Circle Nine.
Yeah, howdy, Shah. Looks like you got me. But I'll tell you one thing. You won't hold me.
Where are they? Leave me at them. I'll tear them limb from limb. Where are they? Leave me at them.
Chance of passing tower to look coming towards us. A giant of a man.
And a fool, why didn't he stay in the cave?
I'm just itching for a fight.
Freeze, hombre, freeze right where you stand.
Why? Because you've got a gun? That don't worry me, mister. I'm going to rip you apart with my bare hands. I'm going to tear up the earth with you. I'm a... Oh.
Now, Tommy's falling towards you, Tom. Yeah, he's going to be all right. I laid a bullet alongside his skull, that's all. Great guns, what a brute that is. The only man I ever seen who was anything near his size was Wild Bill Crockett.
This hombre looks like Crockett.
Well, he ought to. He's his brother, Jack Crockett. I repent the day I met up with him in Mexico, I can tell you that. He's all body and absolutely no brain.
Well, I better put the handcuffs on him whilst he's out cold.
Yeah, you better use mine too, Mike. I've seen men like him before. He can break a set of handcuffs as easy as a child breaks a rattle. Put both pairs on him, will you please,
yeah,
Mike?
Yeah, I reckon you're right, Tom.
Now, Ringo, you better start talking. And don't stop until you've told us everything, hombre. Everything.
But the capture of Ringo O'Rourke, Swayback, and the giant called Jack Crockett is only the beginning, a foreshadowing of the terrible thing that's about to take place this morning. It's now about 9 o'clock at the Dobie Jail. Sheriff Lem Cooper has locked Ringo and Swayback into a cell together, while Jack Crockett has been placed in a cell by himself. As Sheriff Lem comes in from the outer office bringing the prisoners their breakfast, the giant Crockett glares at him through the bars like a caged animal.
Here's your breakfast, boys. Eggs, bacon, and coffee.
Pep! I want food! Steak! Steak I want! And steak I gotta have or I'll famish!
You take what you get and maggot. Now here, Crockett. I've told you! You perfect pestilence! You knocked the pay right out of my hand.
Steak! It's steak you'll get me over.
It's nothing you'll get now, hombre. You perfect bastard. I say you'll get nothing.
Come back here. Come back or I'll tear this jail apart. I'll wring his neck. I'm hungry. When I'm hungry, famine follows in my path. Give me steak. Give me steak or I'll butch this jail to splinters.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea, Crockett.
What? What?
You heard what he said, Crockett. They're going to starve you now. Yes. But they got steaks across the street at the Dobie Hotel. I've seen them.
Let me out of here. I'm rough, but I'm tough. And I'm hungry enough to eat bear. Let me out!
Wait, Crockett, wait. They'll never let you out. They'll keep you here and starve you. But just across the street, Crockett, are great big juicy steaks. If you break your way out, and you can do it, Crockett, you can do it. Try throwing yourself against the door. Throw all your weight against it, Crockett, hard as you can.
Yeah.
And just keep thinking of them steaks, Crockett. Keep thinking of the steaks.
Now badly cut. Tom advances on Crockett warily.
In his heart, he knows that his fists alone will never stop the raging giant. He must use his brain, his skill as a fighter. It must be skill and brains against sheer brawn. Buck rushes upon him with a mighty roar. His sledgehammer flashing the air. When lightning speed comes up, grabs his arm, that shoots across his shoulder, heaves, and Crockett's own mountain sends him spinning through the air a distance of several feet. Now Crockett shakes his head, gets to his feet. He glares at Tom through blood-rimmed eyes.
Now I am gonna kill you.
Come on, then. Come on.
I'm a coming.
Again, the giant rushes in. Dwarfed by his size, Tom pounds into Crockett's stomach. His fist battering home blow after blow. Crockett opens his arm to crush Tom in the bear hug. Tom sees his chance. Smashes home an uppercut to Crockett's jaw, sending the giant reeling backward. Backward against the shelf. Ram up good. Down comes the shelf with Crockett under it. But he's up in an instant. Again, he's lunging for Tom. Tom stoops, rises, coming up under the giant with one mighty heave, sends him flying back against an iron stove. Again, Crockett rises. Wait. He's trying to get up. He's trying desperately.
I can outrun, outfight, out. Oh.
Suddenly, his eyes glaze, and he bumps again to the floor, out cold.
You done it, Marshal. You done it. You knocked him out.
No. He struck his head on the stove, and he's unconscious. That's the main thing.
Yeah, to think a man could go that loco over a steak. He kept yelling he wanted steak, and he was heading for the hotel.
Have they got steak at the hotel?
Why, sure.
Then after we drag this hombre back to jail, I'll be heading for the hotel.
Nothing like a fight to make you hungry.
Who's hungry? I've got a black eye.
So, after one of the greatest fights of his career, Marshal Tom Mix brings to a successful close the mystery of the Magic Mesa. Stand by for a few words about next Wednesday's thrill-packed half-hour Tom Mix program in just a moment. Say, Mother, you always seem extra rushed in the morning. Listen to this. With Instant Ralston, you can cook a nourishing hot cereal breakfast for all the family in just 10 seconds. That's right. Instant Ralston takes only 10 seconds to prepare. Simply stir into boiling water or milk, turn off the heat, and it's ready to serve. And boy, oh boy, what a breakfast. Instant Ralston has a nut-like heart of wheat flavor everybody goes for. Made of nourishing whole wheat, Instant Ralston is a warm-up, build-up breakfast that sticks to the ribs, helps your family keep going strong all morning long. So if you're extra rushed in the morning, remember, you can still serve your family the nourishing hot cereal breakfast you know they need with Instant Ralston. For Instant Ralston takes only 10 seconds. That's right, just 10 seconds to cook. Pick up a red and white checkerboard package of Instant Ralston tomorrow. And say, be sure to listen to Tom Mix Friday for The Mystery of Panther Pass, a story of rip-roaring Western adventure. Tom Mix was played by Curly Bradley and written by George Lother. The part of Deputy Mike Shaw was played by Leo Curley.
Start the morning with hot Ralston, and you surely will agree that the form of build-up breakfast gives you cowboy energy. It's delicious and nutritious, made of golden Western wheat. Take a sip from home, go and tell your mom hot Ralston ain't BB.
This is Don Gordon speaking for Ralston, the hot whole wheat cereal